Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and today's show is the first in a series recorded at this year's Earshot Jazz Festival, which is just wrapping up this weekend. Trumpet player Thomas Marriott joined the organ trio McTuff on the first weekend. I was attracted to the group for a couple of reasons: the talent of the players, first of all, but also because of the relatively unusual combination of trumpet with organ trio. One exception might be the Woody Shaw-Larry Young trio combination. Although I've heard Thomas Marriott on trumpet often and Joe Doria on organ, this is the first time I've heard them together, and I thought it was an intriguing combination. Thomas grew up in Seattle, attended Garfield High School and the UW, matured as a player in New York, and on the road with Maynard Ferguson, Tito Puente, Chico O'Farrell, Hadley Calliman, and others. Back home in Seattle, he's a well-known catalyst who brings extra fire to every gig he's on. He's known for stirring things up and unconventional projects. Joe Doria studied piano at Cornish with Randy Halberstadt and Dave Peck, but he's self-taught as an organist, inspired initially by Jimmy Smith and Jack McDuff. On this gig at Tula's, his group McTuff includes the original guitarist Dan Heck and drummer Byron Vannoy. It's a band with a deep groove, just right for this Earshot Festival gig on opening weekend at Tula's, with all original music by Joe Doria, who does the heavy lifting in this group. He's on the Hammond B3. They open with a tune called Hernia Joe. Let's listen.
Thank you.
You're listening to Thomas Marriott on trumpet with McTuff, Joe Doria, organ, Dan Heck, guitar, and Byron Van Noy on drums, recorded at Tula's during the opening weekend of the Earshot Jazz Festival. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Here's Thomas Marriott.
Thanks for being here for the Earshot Jazz Festival, supporting live music by live people, playing living music. All the songs you are hearing tonight have been composed by our fabulous Hammond B3 organist, that's Joe Doria. He's written all these fantastic tunes. He's killing it, right? Joe Doria. And McTuff. If you get a chance, check him out. There Tuesdays at the Sea Monster on 45th. Just a tremendous hang. We started off with a song by the great Joe Doria. The song we just played, sort of a self-portrait. Dan wrote the title, and he knows the words. That song is called Hernia Joe. If you have an organ, these are the things that you deal with, right? Anyway, we're going to play another one by Joe Doria. This one is called The Brat. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Called again The Brat by Joe Doria. It was named after my daughter. We're going to play one now that's called After the Show. And just thinking back to last night, we played here last night, and I was thinking about what happened after the show last night. Do you remember that, Jason? Oh, he's in the kitchen tonight. I forgot. The staff here at Tula's is awesome. Let me just put it that way. Everybody that works in this place is awesome. Raise your hand, Tula staff. These people are working hard 7 days a week to make sure that music happens here, jazz music happens here. After the show is usually a good time, especially in this joint. So you're all invited to join us right now as we visit after the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
After the show, a tune by Joe Doria, played here by Joe Doria's McTuff Group with Thomas Marriott on trumpet in a concert from the opening weekend of the Earshot Jazz Festival taking place at Tula's in Seattle. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU.
Here's another one by Joe Doria. This one is called One More Cup of Silence.
Tune by Joe Doria titled One More Cup of Silence, played here by the group McTuff with Thomas Marriott on trumpet from Tula's in Seattle during the opening weekend of the Earshot Jazz Festival. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Once again, here's the group on stage at Tula's and the concluding tune in this set. This is called Neighbor's Ivy.
Thank you.
It was a tune called Neighbor's Ivy, composition by Joe Doria, who was heard there on organ with his group McTuff. Dan Heck was on guitar and Byron Vannoy at the drums. Thomas Marriott on trumpet for this group, recorded during the opening weekend of the Earshot Jazz Festival in Seattle. The group played at Tula's on October 10th. Our thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show. And thanks also to the staff at Tula's for helping to make it possible, and the Earshot Jazz Festival. John Gilbert, executive director. Only three concerts remain in the Earshot Jazz Festival, all at the Triple Door. Chris Potter's trio tonight, Sarah Kazarek on Monday night, and Hugh Masekela on Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks for listening to Jazz Northwest today. This was a Hatch Cover production.